It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to Naomi's Table. We are now into our Bible study segment two here, and Connie Stanfield joins us at the table. Today we're talking about proclaiming the gospel, calling men. That's the title of today's lesson. It's from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. So Connie, welcome. What are we talking about today?
Well, we're really into Jesus, the beginning of his ministry, and really we're going to get a sense of what's most important to him, because he's going to proclaim the message of the gospel. And he's going to call followers to himself who later on will proclaim that same message when he's no longer on earth. And so we're going to see what's most important to Jesus. I'm going to read verses 14 to 20 to get us into it, and then we're going to talk about the various parts of it. So Mark 1, verse 14. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Then passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew and the brother of Simon casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. Really what we're seeing in this passage is Jesus has authority. His spoken word makes things happen. And at least in the instance of these four disciples, Jesus says, "Follow me," and they obey. And so Jesus has authority over men's lives. We also find out that Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God is coming. And really, that was prophesied in the Old Testament. And what Jesus is referring to is that reign of God in men's lives. We talked last time about how the Holy Spirit would change men's hearts and give them a heart of flesh and put his spirit within them. Well, when the Holy Spirit comes to a person and gives them a heart of obedience, then they can actually follow and do what Jesus wants. And that's what living in the kingdom of God really means. When Jesus walked around doing his teaching, he, again, was proclaiming the gospel of God. And then he said, "The time is fulfilled." And that also is a reference to Old Testament prophecy, because in Daniel chapter 9, it talks about a certain time when things would come. And now the time has come. The other aspect of it is Jesus, again, is saying, repent and believe in the gospel. And again, it's that turn away from self and wholeheartedly believe and commit and trust to Jesus as the Messiah. And what we're presented with is Jesus himself as the Messiah, the Son of God. And as we think about what the gospel is, Jesus is both the content of the good news, and it's through him that we actually are able to receive the good news, the kingdom of God. And so it's through a relationship of Jesus Christ, trusting in his atoning death, that we can actually become people that are in the kingdom of God. What we find next then in verses 16 through 20 is when Jesus specifically called some disciples to him in full-time ministry. Now, interestingly, you study the Gospel of John, you realize that there's a bit in the Gospel of John right after his baptism where Jesus is doing a little bit of ministry and he meets Simon and Andrew. And so Jesus had some ministry in the area of Judea before this, but what we're starting here is his Galilean ministry. And when he really is going about proclaiming the kingdom of God, and when his miracles and all really come to the forefront. So we find that he then calls Simon and Peter, and interestingly, his words are "follow me," which really mean "come behind me" or come alongside after me, because that's how the rabbis in the first century did it, is people followed a certain rabbi to become like that person, and that's what Jesus is calling his disciples to do. Their response is to drop everything. Notice how they left their nets, they left their boats, John and James left their father. And so there's a sense that the call that Jesus gives us means I'm most important, and whatever I ask you to leave behind, that's what you're going to need to do. So again, it shows Jesus' authority over people and their lives. And then really what we notice is that he tells them they're going to be fishers of men. And that's a phrase that has great meaning in the Bible also, because in the Old Testament, when Isaiah and Jeremiah were prophesying that they were going to be disciplined, really, by either the Assyrians or the Babylonians, God talked about how those people were hunters or fishers, and they'd like find everybody, and everybody, no one would escape judgment because of them being so good at that. But now Jesus is talking about his followers, those who know him, who represent him, who are going to be his witnesses. They're going to go out and they're going to help find those people that need to be brought back to God. And so it's a salvation that's coming. And so what I'm going to refer us to is Jeremiah 16 verses 15 to 16, where God talks about bringing his people back from exile and how there's going to be a sense of hunting and fishing for them to make sure none of them that are supposed to come are left out. So Jeremiah 16, 15 to 17 says, "But as the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the north country and out of the countries where he had driven them, for I will bring them back to their own land that I gave to their fathers. Behold, I'm sending out for many fishers, declares the Lord, and they shall catch them. And afterward, I shall send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill and out of every clefts of the rocks." There's a sense where that could also apply to their captors being able to find them, but truly in the sense of God bringing his people back, there's the idea that he's not going to let any of them escape or not be found. And so there's a great purpose in being a disciple of Jesus and then giving the awesome, incredible duty or responsibility of being his representative, his ambassador, his witness, his fisher. And so that you, through your life and your words, can be part of what God is doing to bring salvation to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Connie, that was fabulous, and I just really thank you for that. If you're looking for the notes today, again, it's called Proclaiming the Gospel, Calling Men, and it's, again, from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. We just recommend that you download those, share them with other women around your table if you would like to do these. And the podcast, just the 10-minute segments of what you've just heard, those are available separately as well, separate from our regular Naomi's Table podcast of the entire program. So with that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We'll be right back.